This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Tuesday is World AIDS Day, with organizations around the world highlighting the need to support those living with and affected by HIV, the virus that causes the disease, while also remembering those who died. Now, this year's event comes amid the global coronavirus pandemic, which UNAIDS says has made it more difficult for those living with HIV to access health care and other services, while also highlighting issues such as inequality and stigma. Dr. Sinead Delaney-Mordeltway is a research director at the Reproductive Health and HIV Institute, University of Witwatersrand, and she says sub-Saharan Africa remains particularly vulnerable.
So we understood that it's really important to develop new HIV prevention choices, for particularly for women. And that's because about 59% of new HIV infections in sub-Saharan Africa are occurring in women, and young women in particular are worst affected. So
the agency is calling on governments to boost investment and action on HIV and other pandemics. It says if there were better health and social safety nets in place, the world would have been able better to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Iran says it will give a response with maximum pain to those responsible for the killing of a prominent Iranian nuclear scientist last month. Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, who has headed a program that Israel and the West have alleged was a military operation looking at the feasibility of building a nuclear weapon, was killed on Friday in an ambush on the outskirts of Tehran. Now, Iran has blamed the scientist's killing on Israel, which has long waged a covert war against Tehran and its proxies in the region. Israeli officials have declined to comment on the killing, and no one has claimed responsibility. This